talk about IT sustainability and cloud sustainability, I mean, what are some of the challenges with the data set, that like getting the right data, getting the right metrics?
So the big problem that we managed to solve is a big data problem. There's a lot of data that needs to be processed and interpreted to understand the CO2 impact of what's happening. And because of that, we've had to hire some very smart people, data scientists, PhDs in certain areas of computer science, to be able to understand exactly the logic that goes into every behavior and the CO2 impacts. But the good news is, particularly in cloud sustainability, there is a great structured data source in which we can apply these carbon algorithms. And that has, enabled us to provide a huge amount of value in a productized way, where other areas of sustainability outside of IT, and especially outside of cloud, there's no data centers to attach to in terms of software solutions. You have to go through complex supply chains and the people, right. And then the information just gets more and more hard and high effort to interpret. So it's a big challenge, which we've focused on to be able to bring clarity over that. But I think the IT sector is actually the, like in other areas, it's actually it can be the real leader in sustainability due to the data sources that we can access.
So I've heard clients actually get concerned about scope 3 and the accuracy of scope 3. I mean, does that feed into some of like your secret sauce at Green Pixie is trying to solve that problem?
Absolutely. So cloud providers such as AWS, Azure, they are an enterprise's scope 3 emissions, mm-hmm. because they're a supplier in which is providing a service. But within that, and this is a double layer, which takes some getting used to, they also have scope 3 emissions as well, because they have suppliers to build their servers, to build their data centers. And we take into account those scope 3 emissions to a double standard. And from that, we found when you're dealing with different enterprises across the world, they really do test the data in the same way they would cost data or latency or anything they really care about. And we've dug into all the areas they need to. And with the CRSD regulation coming into effect, already being applied but properly biting next year, there is going to be a real rush to understand this to the highest accuracy across multi-cloud. And with that compared, when combined with the public net zero pledges and the want to decarbonize, you need high quality data to be able to understand how am I impacting reality, what's happening with that. And the higher the information, the higher quality of the information source, the more people are engaged and the more the targets are hit. Same for any other aspect of business, in my opinion.
Which leads me to, where do you think sustainability is going? What do you see as like the next set of challenges or next kind of standards that have to get
built? So the elephant in the room is AI. That is going to bring that kind of 3-4% figure in IT sustainability and potentially raise it up to much more than that, especially in a 5, 10, 15, 20 year time span. And again, the understanding of what's happening is going to be very important. Understand what's happening in the data center in terms of the AI, what's happening with the GPUs, how can we interpret this from a sustainability perspective will be equally important as a cost perspective. And what the general consensus is the limiting factor of AI isn't going to be the supply of GPUs you can get from NVIDIA or AMD or a chipset manufacturer. It'll be the amount of electricity that's available in the grid infrastructure. So when that transpires, this issue will become less theoretical and more, this is impacting potentially my community because electricity grids are happening, housing projects are being put on hold, and the IT industry is in a position where they can mitigate that, provide value, and use AI as responsibly as possible. So it's exciting. I think growth is important, right. And we're a pro growth company. I'm pro growth. That's what we need across the industry, but responsible growth. That is a win-win for communities, enterprise, and the planet is possible when they're relying on good data and acting on it.
And tying it back to something you said earlier, making the right decisions for AI on the cost side, we think about, inference versus learning and the cost implications of that, but I hadn't considered, cost and carbon tend to have direct correlation.
Yeah, absolutely. And the correlation between carbon and cost, 70% conservatively, if you're addressing cost, you're addressing carbon. And if you're doing that for a customer, or if you're doing that as an enterprise, you're not taking the credit you're due by understanding the sustainability impacts of the work you're doing to optimize your IT and your cloud. And what we've found by cozying up to TBM and FinOps has enabled us to really grow beyond a typical sustainability company by standing on the shoulders of giants in a way, because the frameworks and the ways of working, which TBM and FinOps have worked out, our data can integrate into that. And it's been a real pleasure to kind of become more integrated into this side of the industry.
And you talk about FinOps and if we're optimizing our costs in the cloud, that translates well to optimizing carbon. Are you working closely with the FinOps Foundation? Are they actively kind of pursuing how this ties in?
Absolutely. So we're active members within the FinOps Foundation. We've really learned so much from the frameworks that they've worked so hard to build. And we like to kind of bring this sustainability perspective into the way they work. And a lot of companies who we work with, we talk with their FinOps teams, and the frameworks which they understand enable us to start singing from the same hymn sheet, and we're talking the same language. We're going to continue moving in that direction ultimately, because the FinOps industry is actually responsible for a huge amount of CO2 and water saving in the cloud, but there has just been no way to quantify that level of impact, because the cost is the headline. So we try and bring in this different lens and perspective.
And I think one of the things you've mentioned is like bringing that data together, like having your cost and carbon information viewable is going to help drive the right behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it just comes to getting the right data in the right place. And we work to kind of bring that data within FinOps workflows, within FinOps tooling, and talking with FinOps people to ultimately know where that data is. And us as a company, we're a pure data company rather than a visible SaaS that you might expect, because the scaffolding and the softwares are out there, and the BI tools and the frameworks TBM and FinOps has worked so hard to build. Our place in the industry was just kind of building on the good work that's already been done.
It makes sense to focus on cloud because you can manage that and you can make changes. But ultimately, we did mention, a lot of this data does roll up to a broader ESG report, which means that there needs to be visibility over all technology, not just cloud. So where do you see that happening often?
Yeah. So from our perspective, we've found, so IT sustainability is the problem. We focus in on cloud sustainability and build productized solutions to deal with that. But in the same way that FinOps focuses on the cloud and TBM works within wider IT frameworks in terms of cost and bringing different leadership voices in, that is almost parallel to what we're doing ourselves in terms of kind of expanding out where our philosophies can be applied across the wider IT real estate. And again, it comes down to we're standing on the shoulders of giants here because the frameworks have already been built by TBM and FinOps to really think of how could high quality sustainability data engage these leadership personas and work within a broader IT lens.
Yeah, so getting more of the executive team to care about this data.
Correct. Yeah, that's right. It's a similar philosophy, but applied in a wider lens, and that's naturally where we're going to start applying this to.